Do you struggle with how to sell during the session or absolutely create a workflow with your clients that allows you to promote selling products to them without coming across as salesy or pushy? Trust me, I get it. I've been doing this now for 15 years and I finally have come up with a way in my workflow that feels natural and organic to me. And I want to share it with you today. This is the second of a four-part series on the Focal Points podcast. So let's go ahead and let's get started. You are listening to Focal Points, a podcast by Enphoto hosted by Dori Howell. You are in the right place to learn how to build a dynamic and sustainable photography business that you love. All right. I hope that you are excited to be here with me today. My name is Dori Howell, and special thanks to Enphoto for sponsoring this podcast. Now, this is the second of a four-part series that I am doing about my workflow. I've been in business now for 15 years, and I have pretty much done it all. I've done events, I've done portraits, I've done newborn sessions, which is probably what I was most known for. And now I've pivoted into branding photography. And every time I've made a pivot, I have needed to create a workflow that feels organic to me and in line with how I want to run my business, but also gets me the sales results that I want. So I'm super glad to be having an opportunity to share this with you today. So like I said in the intro, this is the second of a four-part series. You don't need to be listening to these in order. So if you didn't catch number one 2 weeks ago and you're now at number two, you can listen to this one. You can go back to number one and then join us in coming weeks for numbers three and four. And once we get all four of them done, we're going to have a real cohesive, nice way of you guys looking at my workflow and being like, oh, that works for me. Pick it apart a little bit, decide what you want to use in your business and see if it helps get you where you want to be. So I think it's safe to say that most of us photographers do not consider the actual session itself as a sales opportunity. After all, we've gone through the selling part, many of us think, and we've sold them on booking us. And once our client books us, many people think that the selling part is done, but oh no. We're just getting started because I've learned in my career that the selling can't stop at the booking and by just handing them a pricing page of products that I offer. I need to strategically incorporate things in my workflow so that clients are envisioning themselves on the final products when it comes to their selection appointment. Now, this doesn't matter if you're doing gallery sales, in-person, IPS, or if you're doing it over the phone. I do mine over Google Meet. That's a change that I made with the pandemic, and I think I'm going to keep it that way. I do love seeing my clients in person, but I also feel that I'm not compromising anything, and my sales have not been compromised at all by allowing them to see their images and to select their products in a online meeting from the comfort of their own home or office. So I'm sticking with that, and if it works for you, then you rock it as well. But before I get too much further into this, I know that there's a lot of people listening to this who are curious about offering products, or you do all-inclusive photography and you're just like, yeah, Dori, I really like you, but I'm really not interested in switching over to a product-based business at this time. Totally get it. I understand why people do this, but I have a few comments on this before we really get into my workflow. Selling your photography on beautiful artwork, prints, and albums is what you should be doing as a photography expert. I don't know of any expert in any other field, unless you're only being hired on a consulting basis, and even then I think this is a bit of a stretch. I don't know any expert that doesn't offer something tangible for purchase in their business. Digital files are great. I totally see the attraction for that. They're convenient. People want to share them on social media. They want to have the archive in their family history. I totally, totally get it. But those are not the things that people are going to enjoy in their home for years to come. And as I've said in the past, Shutterfly is a $3 billion business. Billion. With a B. With a bunch of commas. They make a tremendous, tremendous amount of money. Now, I totally get that a bulk of their business is not on the backs of professional photographers giving their digital files away or selling their digital files. They have many arms in the photography industry and they offer lots of different things, right? I totally understand. But the fact of the matter is they are making a lot of money off our images when we let our digital files go or we sell them. And for those who are selling their digital files at a really good price, good for you, more power to you. But the fact of the matter is, I very rarely see that happening, okay? And when you are not selling beautiful artwork, in your business, you are letting Shutterfly and Walmart and Costco and all the other low-end photography studios make money from your art. And the fact is, you are the one that should be making that money. So if you're not offering products, you really are leaving a ton of money on the table. And I get it. I totally get it. It's not easy for a lot of people to sell. It's uncomfortable for a lot of people to sell. But when clients hire you, they're hiring you because you are the expert. And part of being an expert is offering the products that you know your images look best on. And I can't tell you how many times I've sat in Facebook groups and things like that where people are like, oh my gosh, my client slapped an ugly filter on my image, or they got something printed and they cut off the head, or they did something and my image doesn't look good anymore. The fact of the matter is, the only way you can avoid that, it doesn't matter if they signed something saying they're not going to put a filter on it or anything like that. The only way you can avoid that is if you are offering products in your business or selling your digital files at a rate that incentivizes your clients to purchase products from you. All right. If you struggle with how to do this, again, totally get it. Head on over to episodes 8, 13, and 15 of this podcast. I walk you through step by steps on how to add products in an easy, non-salesy way. Trust me on this one. You want to be offering at least one product to your clients. And don't forget, if you need a sample of that, head over to the show notes page and get a 75% discount from Enphoto off your first sample. You absolutely will not regret that. Okay, now back to the subject at hand, right? How to sell during the session itself. When I say photographers should be selling during the session, what I am not saying for you is for you to pull out your samples, go through your pricing again, answer all the questions, and take the order right on the spot. The session to me just doesn't feel like the real organic way to do that. Now, I know photographers who absolutely do that and they're very successful. So there is something to say for that business method, but that's just not what feels in alignment for me and how I want to run my business. I want the session to be fun and enjoyable for everyone involved. So I sell during the session in a much more subtle way. The first way is my first objective during the session is to make sure that my client feels as great as possible. And I do this in a few ways. I compliment them on their clothing choices. I make sure they're fully prepared for the session and what to expect before they arrive. I make sure to keep complimenting them throughout the session, not in a weird, creepy way, but the constant reassurance that they look good and they're doing a great job and they're following directions and their kids are beautiful goes a long way to how they feel about working with me. And I want them to feel great about working with me, okay? The second thing I do, which is the most important piece of this idea, is I use a technique called priming. And this is a legitimate sales technique that you can Google across the board and get lots of different ways of how it's implemented. This is how I implement it in my sessions. In my opinion, priming is simply the most effective and powerful way to sell what you offer to a client without coming across pushy or desperate. Really, if you do this correctly, not only do you feel great and it feels absolutely genuine, but your clients feel great and they don't really understand what's happening. And it sounds like some sort of psychological voodoo, doesn't it? Like you're playing mind tricks on them and there's some sort of manipulation going on, but that's not it at all. All you're doing is speaking to the wants that your client already communicated to you in your discovery phase, meaning your consultation call, your in-person consultation, the questionnaire that you sent out, whatever you use to learn more about your clients before the session and find out what they want from you during the transaction. All you're doing is using that information and reiterating that information so that they are fully aware that you're on the same page, right? Priming just helps people get over the hump from saying, oh yeah, we might want to purchase that album, to the we must purchase that album. I have to have it. You prime your clients in ways you may not even be aware of already. You prime them by showing them your items in social media, talking about them during the consult process. You show them in your pricing guide and in many other areas. You are priming a client to buy. But when people are in the decision-making process, usually they're thinking with their logical brain. At the session, is the first time in the process that they are thinking with their emotional brain. And that's really, really important. And the reason for this is that while they're in the middle of a session, they aren't thinking about the final price tag. Like, that's not really in most people's awareness during a session. There's so many other things going on, so many other things that they're worried about. It's the perfect time to talk about how they will use their images and enjoy them in their home. And that is the key. So I do this in a few ways, and here are three examples with a newborn client of what I might say or do during a session that gets them ready to really imagine these images on the walls of their home. So the first thing is, I might say something like this. Your baby is so adorable, and I love this color blue for the blanket that we chose. I can't wait to see how great this image is going to look hanging over their crib in the nursery. So one, no lies were told. And number two, it gets them for future forecasting on how these images will be used in their home. The second thing I might say, can you imagine how fun it's going to be to watch your baby notice that wall portrait over the crib and point to themselves as they grow when they figure out that the baby in that image is actually them? Again, no lies were told, but it shows mom how the images will be enjoyed and how it's going to help in their baby's development. And then number three, with that same newborn client, oh my goodness, he is so cute. How fun is it going to be to pull out the album of images at their high school graduation or show to their fiance when they get engaged? You are going to love these forever. Again, no lies were told. But now you can show mom and dad the value of these images over time. See by how using these three easy phrases, mom is leaving that session with a much more concrete and solid idea of how they want to use the images, how they're going to be enjoyed, and how long they're going to be enjoyed for. That is what you want to do in the session itself. And if you add this to the next step, you're going to have it locked in the bag. So number three is when I show samples of my product at the session. And I don't do this in a haphazard kind of lazy way. I do this in a very intentional way that the client understands that this is what is going to happen, all right? So I do it at the end of the session where they've done all their hard work. They can relax a little bit. I offer them a snack or something to drink because, you know, who doesn't love that? And no matter where I hold the session, at their home, at my studio, in a park, wherever it is, I bring samples, okay? I bring my sample products. Again, another plug for that 75% off discount that's offered by Enphoto. Hit our show notes page, all right? I have shown samples out of the trunk of my car when I had no other place to show them, and that's okay. People are coming to you because you're the expert. People are coming to you because they know that they're going to spend some money on photographic images. You need to show them what you offer. That's all you're doing. You're not selling them. You're not making them purchase. You're just showing them what you offer. And I make a deliberate point at the session to show them my samples and talk about those products. And this is kind of part of my workflow that this isn't an option. It's not like they get a chance to say, oh, we're really, really tired. Can we do this another time? Because what I've done when they get there, before we even have the session itself, this is what I say, or I say something like this. I just want to lay out the game plan here so we all understand the process and what's going to happen during our time together. And they're usually very pleased with me doing that because that puts them at ease. Just so you know, we're going to first, you know, we want to make sure we want to check everybody looks great. Their clothes are good. We don't have any stains, flyaway hairs, lint that we need to address. I really want you to look your best. And then we're going to have a great session, and during that session, I'm going to give you simple posing ideas, direct you on how you look your best, and you're going to look awesome. And then at the end, when you can relax because the hard work is over, I'm just going to take 10 to 15 minutes, and I want to show you what is exactly available from my studio so that you know how you might want to display these images in your home. How does that sound? Of course they're going to say it sounds great. They're going to say it sounds great. Nobody has ever said, ugh, no, I don't want to look at your images. I don't want to look at your albums. They want to see what you offer. That doesn't mean they have to purchase them, but they need to see these things. This is even after I've shown them at a consult or sent them a product guide. I show them the things in person at the session itself because they're on a high at that point in time. They've had a great time working with you. You've had a super fun session. Now you get to show them the ideas of how they can display them. All right? It's a seamless way of building off the high of the great session into showing them how they will enjoy the images. And trust me, this works really, 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 really well. So if you're not doing this in your sessions, if you're not incorporating certain verbiage or ideas about how clients can start imagining themselves on the pages of those albums, and you can see the images on the walls of their home, here's the thing if you're not doing this. Most clients don't come to the table when they're selecting their images, no matter how you're doing it, online galleries, in person, over Zoom, whatever, automatically thinking, you know what? I'm going to spend $4,000 today on images. That's not my clientele. And I have very, very affluent clients. But most of them aren't thinking that because they haven't been able to, it's just something that they don't truly, truly understand the process. So by taking advantage of the positivity that happens at the session, getting them really excited, they're going to take that, those emotions and translate them into the ordering process itself. Don't skip these steps. Three major things. Bring your samples and positively show them off. Number two, prime them. Make sure you're dropping in these things during the session itself. That lets them see how they're going to enjoy their images. And then number one, make sure that your client feels as great as possible about the experience in working with you. Three easy steps during the session that I know will help your bottom line. So if you need a handout for this and you need something super, super easy to follow, head to the show notes page, focalpointspodcast.com, get that download, and then go back and listen to episode one of this four-part series and see how I actually set everything up in the pre-session process to funnel seamlessly into this. And then in the next 2 weeks, you're going to see episodes three and four, and we're going to put them all together and wrap this all up with a nice little bow. Thank you so much for joining me for the Focal Points podcast. As always, we are available on your major podcasting platforms. So if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, I have one last request. If you wouldn't mind heading over to your favorite podcasting platform and typing in that 5-star review, that would help us very, very much. Not only does it let us know that you're enjoying the content that we're putting out, it also allows others to see that, hey, this might be worth my time if I want to grow my business. We appreciate those reviews so very, very much. Thank you so much for joining us for the Focal Points podcast, brought to us courtesy of our friends over at Enphoto. Be sure and hit the show notes page at focalpointspodcast.com. Get that download for this episode, and we will see you next week. Thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to head over to the show notes page at blog.enphoto.com/podcast. That's blog.enphoto.com/podcast. Get the download for this program and link to a wonderful, wonderful 75% off special for your first sample order from Enphoto. You don't want to miss it.